we know that you're there. You want to create change. What is that change that you're trying to emphasize to people that, one, are open to new ideas, and those who have probably fallen into the core of this is the way it is and just march to those orders, I guess?
Right, so the parties in power now are really there for their own benefit. And I want the people to recognize that, because those parties are really not concerned about the well-being of the country, they're just concerned about the well-being of themselves, their own parties. And I want the people to recognize that. That has to change. We have to worry about the country first, then our own political party. So the first and foremost, I'm changing the... I want people to wake up and basically recognize that this cannot go on forever. We have to overcome the sense of entitlement, the entrenched parties that are really just siphoning the resources and spreading them among the members of the party to the exclusion of everybody else. Their campaign is always based on fear, fear-mongering. And that's how they get their members to stick together and always vote as a block in the middle. What? And I'm trying to tell them that that leads to nowhere. It will have to end sooner or later, because there will be no country. Those parties cannot produce meaningful countries. They produce people who are dependent on them. They're producing corruption. And so that's one message. We are not here to even, we will not use fear as a campaign message. Our message is hope with concrete actions as to how to affect the future. I want to come up right now, I'm talking about three things, but I'll come up with 5-10 concrete actions, not three ideas, not three things to affect, but 10 concrete actions to affect those three. And so I'll basically tell them, listen, let's turn toward the future. Let's not forget the past, but let's not bring the past back every election cycle. Let's turn toward the future, and let's use the understanding and mutual collaboration and the fact that because we are diverse, we are richer from experience. That's the new language. The differences are good. They are a source of strength, as opposed to differences are the source of fear, the reason to fear. That's a dramatic message here. But also, let's focus on the future and respecting the past, as opposed to focusing on the past. And then I need to also, my message is, the change starts with you, and it needs you. It requires you. You cannot sit on the fence and just watch the battle. You have to participate in the battle. And that seems to be resonating as well.
And in your travels, I know we discussed some of the emotional things you've experienced. Just when you go to the universities and those types of things, what is the atmosphere when you're there? How receptive are people to you during these exchanges?
Well, I'm a very unusual candidate. I have a PhD. I'm not the only one with a PhD, but I have one. I am a university professor. I have a broad set of interests. And as such, I can talk about a broad set of concepts and ideas. Young people like that. I'm unusual also in the fact that, and I'm the only one, I like that. And I'm a professor at the university in the U.S., where the approach to teaching is very different. In Bosnia and most of Europe, basically the professor shows up, will dispense the wisdom, will not take questions, really. my approach is engaging, interactive. I ask them, I probe their opinions, I ask questions of them, I invite questions, and it's a dialogue, and it's a conversation. Students love it. Students love the fact that that it's informal, that it is about learning, not memorization. And some of them know who I am, some of them don't. When I say they don't know me, they don't know that I'm a candidate for the presidency, for example. But then they find out from those in the audience who know, and invariably, toward the end of the talk, somebody will raise his or her hand and will ask a question that's related to the campaign. And those are really all interesting and positive. I have a really, really good following of young people, especially students. And I'm really very proud, extremely proud.
Do you ever, and I don't even know if you thought this before, but are you past the, wow, I'm really doing this stage and you're just in it? You're doing what you're doing, or does it still reflect, do you reflect on the little pinch here or there, maybe just this is really happening?
Well, it is changing almost daily, but it is, I know I'm in it, to stay in it, and an American in me would say I'm in it to win it, but definitely comfortable in that role. What is happening is that greater and greater degree of realization that this is a very complex process, that I have a lot to learn, and that it is a function of money in many ways, and that I need to figure out how to get there. Experience is important, the team is important, messaging is important, the slogan is important, the campaigning itself, the PR, all of those things. And when you suddenly understand the enormity of it, you start questioning and saying, wow, and I don't know all of this, would I have done this? And the question is not, the answer is not always sure. But even in the middle of that, as it happened this morning, where the four of us from the team, sort of the group that's the inner circle, we were talking to this potential campaign manager. And as he laid out all the things that we will have to do and the timing of it and the money to do that, we all looked at each other, and one of the guys, the current campaign manager, turned to me and said, "Mirzad, it's all your fault for getting us into this mess and this tough spot." But as he was saying that, he was smiling. He was happy about it.